I'm just asking people their names.
Bob Magnuson.
Bob. And my name's Lynn. And your name?
How is Bernadette. Everybody?
Bernadette. And why did you become a deacon?
To serve. All about service.
Nice.
So I'm a police officer in my profession. So I never aspired to be a police officer, service, and then never aspired to be a deacon, and it just fell into that. So.
And how long have you been doing that?
I've been a police officer 21 years, and I've been a deacon 2 years.
So you're a pretty new ordinated person.
Sure.
And what is the challenges that you face as being a deacon?
Not too many. Not too many. I the challenge is really in formation. You know, will I get through this? Was it the right thing?
Right.
But on my ordination day, I knew that's what God wanted.
Great. And how about the most memorable experience that you've had?
Ordination day. That was the greatest day of my life.
He's busy talking.
Greatest day of my life.
Nice. And when you were young, did you want to become involved in church?
I was always involved in church. I was an altar server, and I did the whole thing. But I never thought that I would rise to a level of ordained service. So if you would have looked back on my life, I would have said, no way.
Right.
So
it must be pretty challenging having a police officer schedule plus the deacon schedule.
Sure.
Having...
Sure. Sure.
How's
sure.
the time management going
well,
with that?
You know, I work overnight, so
right.
kind of it sort of works because I do a lot of the ministry during the day.
Right.
And you know, it actually helped me because it puts things in perspective because I see the worst in people
yeah.
in my profession, and then I see the best of people. You know,
right.
The faith, you know, hope
right.
is that. And then I learned to put in perspective. Police work is what I do. There's
right.
an expiration on that day. The diaconate, it doesn't expire. I'll be a deacon for the rest of my life. So.
Do you find that you're bringing some of your diaconate experience and education into your police work at all?
Absolutely. Just by communication and more compassion and a better perspective on things. It opens up your mind to a lot more.
Right. Because I would imagine a lot of people are struggling right now, and maybe some of their decision-making isn't
sure.
the best because of
sure.
Sure. other than...
Sure. Sure. And you know, people are very in tune to people with faith.
Right.
So you don't have to be preaching the gospel
right,
to them
right, right, right.
with words, just by your actions. And
nice.
Then from eye contact to just how you carry yourself. You always want to make a good first impression.
Right.
So.
And what parish are you in?
I am at St. Mary in Milford, Connecticut. So that's my first assignment. And I came from St. Francis in New Haven.
So you've already had two?
No, that was my home parish,
oh,
St. Francis.
Oh, okay.
So when I was ordained, my
right,
first
right.
assignment was in Milford.
And that's close by to where you live?
Well, I'm in Seymour, so that's kind of, it's about a 20-minute drive.
Right.
So.
And do you miss your connection with your parish that you were involved with before?
I still have a connection. I'm able to juggle the both. You know, my
wow.
wife is still very active as a Eucharistic minister there and on the parish council. So I kind of got a foot in both worlds, so it's great.
You sound like you're very busy.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you so much for your time.